Shelley Gillen's in the studio with me this morning for Coffee and Conversation, sponsored by The Hive. Good morning, Shelley.
Good morning, Todd. How are you?
Doing great. Always good to have you back. And
Thank you.
Glad you could come in and enjoy your favorite drink from
The
Hive.
Oh, my goodness.
There.
The Golden Girl is where it's at.
I've had those before. It's a pretty good drink.
So good. So good.
I like to try things different.
Uh-huh.
You know, I like to be different.
I do, too.
Not each time. I think my go-to is hot caramel macchiato or the Mustang Sally. Those are my two favorites.
Okay.
But
yummy.
Anyway, yummy. It's a good place at
it's
The Hive.
It's an awesome place at The Hive.
It is,
yes,
indeed.
Yes.
And The Hive vibe is right here today.
We are feeling it right here in the studio. Yes, for sure.
Hard to believe Thanksgiving is coming right up.
I know.
And as lead counselor for Barron County Schools, it's good to be reminded of a few things centered around time away from school, isn't
Absolutely.
It?
Absolutely. It is. Yes. Yes, you know, we look forward to these breaks, you know, spend time with family, friends, that kind of thing. But it also is a disruption in our routine. So, you know, we need to think about, for kids and adults alike, even though it's hopefully, you know, a celebratory time, we need to also keep in mind those that maybe, you know, don't have families to go to, how we can reach out. But also, when we do have those moments, to remember that the importance of some routine is good.
I know
our schedules are off a little bit, and maybe we're enjoying time with family, having a great meal, even shopping, whatever the case is, or maybe just chilling out at home.
Exactly.
You know, having some form of routine in your day can help keep the mental health component kind of on an even keel.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And just that time to slow down and appreciate family and time off maybe a little bit more than what we normally have.
Absolutely.
It's just a good thing to do.
It really is. Yes. And I think you hit the mark right there, Todd, slowing down. You know, I think we live, and I've said this before, we kind of live in a microwave society. You know, everything is instant. And all that's well and good and just the opportunities there. However, sometimes to slow down, to be present,
right,
and to just be in the moment can really reap incredible benefits.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And the high pace results in so much stress a lot of times for folks on the job, at school, with students, and all the activities that are happening. That slowing down helps us deal with that stress.
It absolutely does. Yes. Yeah. And being in those moments, it's good for the heart and soul and just for your mind as well.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. I'm sure you have some tips for families with kiddos that are going to be at home, maybe a little guidance of how they can construct their time at home.
Absolutely. You know, and with the change in routine, you know, let the kids sleep in a little bit. Keep some rituals, like maybe bedtime ritual or those kinds of things. Also, find moments in the day to come together. Maybe it's at a meal or even in the car going to a ball game, and maybe even considering, tell me about your three favorite things today.
Right.
Or let's talk about three things you're grateful for and ask them those open-ended questions, because that will generate a lot more information than just a closed question like that has a yes or no answer.
Exactly. There's a commercial going around. I'm sure you've seen it. It's for a fast food place, and this family is just really having some quality family time there, and the ones walking by, the kids that are walking by, Mom, what are they doing? You know, what is that? And it's sort of a lost art, isn't it?
It is. It really is a lost art. And so I think, it feels a little, it could feel a little uncomfortable for some people because we're so used to the fast pace.
Oh, yeah.
And to just literally stop and put the cell phones down, turn off the television, even like in that commercial at a restaurant, go to a restaurant together and have a no cell phone policy, put the phones away, and really be there. And it may seem like time is just creeping by, but that's what it's all about.
Exactly.
You know? And then generating those conversations. I think, you know, you said a lost art. You know, with our busy lives, seldom do people sit down and have a meal together, you know, and that's what coming up to Thanksgiving. Hopefully our families out there have that opportunity to do that in some way or another.
Oh, yeah.
To just sit down and be together, really be in that day together. Yeah.
You know, it was busy, and it may not have been each night, but one of the things I treasure in my memory, Ann and I always tried to make time for that family meal around the table at supper time to talk with the kids. And now it's just the two of us. It's like, you know, Where did the time go?
But
we still make that time for us.
See, that's
to
wonderful.
Sit down at a table.
Mm-hmm.
And you know, I know there are other things that might be happening and people may call. One of the things we do is FaceTime at the table with my grandson and my daughter in Ohio.
Yeah.
So we'll spend a whole meal eating sometimes and FaceTime, you know, long
distance.
But you're
having dinner with them.
But we're having dinner with them.
See, that is so cool.
So,
that's cool.
We try to keep that going in some small way.
And that's a wonderful tradition. And families out there, if you're not doing that, maybe find a way to do that. Because the same thing here, Todd, growing up, that was a coveted time. And if the phone rang, Dad said, you know, take a message.
Yeah.
And we would go around the table, share our day, that
kind
of thing. And it was just a really great time to connect. And I think that's what this season's all about, is connecting and that connection piece.
Yeah, one tiny daily ritual can make a difference.
It really can. And that gives the opportunity for that connection, but also time to just spend together. And just like, you know, the gratitude jar we mentioned earlier, you know, talking about things you're grateful for.
Yeah.
That can really leave an impact on your kids, but adults too. Sometimes we have to be reminded, because if we're working and hustling and bustling and raising kids and going here and there, sometimes we lose sight of that.
Exactly.
And the simplest things can really tug at your heart too.
Right.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Mm-hmm.
And just a small way of building an anchor for a better day each day, even when we put some things into practice like that.
Yes, absolutely. Absolutely. So, yes, coming together for sure.
You know, this time of year, we're thankful. Thanksgiving is all about gratitude.
All about gratitude.
And sometimes we have to work a little harder to show that gratitude to those that we love the most. We want to, you know, I guess, I don't want to say put on a face when we're, you know, out in public and whatnot. We need to be mindful of that, but we don't need to forget the folks that are closest to us.
Absolutely.
Right? We need to show gratitude to them.
We do. Yeah, it's easy to take that for granted.
It is.
Because we love them, they love us, we know they're going to be there for us. But yes, exactly. We've got to make that extra step toward letting them know just how thankful we are to have them in our lives.
And if there are children in the home, if we got kiddos around, they are watching and mimicking what we do.
So, you better believe
it. If the adults try to do better at that, then the kids will too, right?
That's right, exactly. I've always said that, you know, our parents are our first teachers, and they're going to look to us, they're going to mimic what we do. And so if they see that, kids want to do what we do. And so showing those ways to show gratitude, even acknowledging it and saying it out loud, that sends a message to the kids, hey, that's pretty cool, I can do that too.
Oh, yeah,
definitely. You know? Yeah, for sure.
You know, the holidays can create moments that seem overwhelming. I mean, each day presents challenges.
Yes.
But when you might have a lot of people together, a lot of family members together, the noise of the ball games on and things of that nature, sometimes we just need some advice on how to chill better in that situation.
Yes, exactly. You know, it was funny. I was listening to a podcast this morning, and the podcast was talking about knowing yourself, knowing what your limits are and what could possibly either be a trigger for you or what you need to do before you get to that overwhelmed state. So yes, just having when you're thinking about maybe Thanksgiving Day, okay, there's gonna be a lot of people, all the things, what can I do? I could take a step outside if I need to take a breath.
Right.
I can maybe go to the spot in the house. I could do some deep breathing. You know, one of the coolest things is the five finger breathing. If you just hold up your palm and you go up the thumb, that's your inhale, down the thumb is your exhale, up the finger and down, inhaling and exhaling. You can do that anywhere. You can take that little tool with you everywhere. So figuring out what do I need to do to stay calm in the situation? And it's totally okay to take a break. You know, we don't have to explain that to anybody. We can just step away and take care of ourselves and do what we need to do to keep our mindset and that mental health piece, you know, kind of on a balanced level there. Yeah.
Yeah. Some great advice. We just need to focus on connecting a little bit more too, don't we?
We do. We do. That's what it's all about.
Yeah.
Yep. We think about the people in our lives and we're grateful for that. And we want to just spend that time really being present.
we're living in a time where there is a need among many families, need yes. for meals. You know, a yes. lot of folks will gather next week and yeah. have a big meal.
Mm-hmm.
There are some folks that just won't be able to do that.
Absolutely.
And how can we encourage being mindful of others and mm-hmm. actually giving at this time of year?
Absolutely.
Any tips in relation to that?
Yeah.
Well, for one thing, I believe the To the Brim food drive is going
yes,
on.
Yes, that
now.
Is going
and
on.
That's one opportunity
that
right
is
there.
Absolutely,
isn't?
One opportunity. Yes, yes. And, you know, in our schools are collecting foods. Each location has a specific food item that they're collecting. So it's spread across
oh, yeah.
that kind of thing. So your schools, your churches, yeah, the Filled to the Brim kind of thing. Also, if you know of somebody that maybe doesn't have a place to go, invite them over.
Exactly.
You know, invite them over. And that really means so much to people. So just simply open in your home if you're able to.
Right.
Can go far. But yeah, there's tons of opportunities. And if anybody is looking for a way to give, please contact us at the board. We would be so grateful for anything that they would like to donate, for sure.
Well, definitely.
Yeah.
We've got a week to get ready to put a lot of this advice into practice.
Yes.
And get
yes.
ready for Thanksgiving week
right.
in a way that might be a little more meaningful and enriching than before.
Yes,
right?
Absolutely. And that might be something, you know, that I want to put out there for people. You know, think about this holiday season coming up. You know, think about what is one thing, and I'm a big one thing person. That way you can put your effort into that. But what is one thing I can do different this year that could take it a little deeper? What could be more, a little more meaningful this year?
Right.
And think outside the box and try it and be committed to that, you know, set that intention and
exactly.
see the difference
exactly.
that it makes. So, yeah.
Well, good advice, Shelley.
Thank
I appreciate you being here this
Thank
morning
you.
And talking through some of these things
Absolutely.
With us. Always good to have
Absolutely.
You.
Absolutely. Well, listen, I love
even better
being
today
here.
With the coffee.
Oh,
right?
Me and this little golden girl. Yes, we're loving it. We're loving it. So we love, thank you so much for having me and for always having us here in Barron County Schools. We really appreciate the opportunity.
Thank you, Shelley. Happy
right.
Thanksgiving.
Happy Thanksgiving, Todd.